Today is our second 2020 haunt season postmortem, and this time we're going to Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida. You'll hear what Zach plans to keep and what he plans to change for next year. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and let's get on the road to Florida.
Hey, my name is Zach Gleros. I am the owner of Sir Henry's Haunted Trail here in Plant City, Florida.
So, it's been 5 years. What's changed?
A lot has changed since last time you were here, Philip. I think in 2015, we had just one trail. And now, here in 2020, we have three haunted trails. And normally, we're doing an escape game and laser tag. We're not doing that this year just because of safety precautions for COVID. But those are usually happening, so it's grown a lot. We went from probably 15, 25 volunteers to up towards of 80, 85 plus volunteers. So a lot of growth, a lot of good growth, and a lot of recognition in the state too, which has also been awesome to have for our production. So yeah.
Okay, hold up. I think you need a little context first. I visited Zach in 2015, and since this is a month for reflecting, let's rewind a little and listen to what Zach said all those years ago about how Sir Henry came to be.
This is our second year. Start off with Sir Henry's story. He started this haunted attraction, was running for several years. One year during his haunt, things going normal can be, his wife, his bride, is murdered. And nobody knows who murders her. It wasn't Sir Henry, obviously. Sir Henry runs away. The murderer is never found. The trail is shut down. 3 years pass. During those 3 years, Sir Henry's vehicle, his car, is kind of trademarked, is found crashed, burned against the side of a tree. 3 years later, this mysterious millionaire figure buys the trail, reopens the trail, and returns most of all of the original cast. This phantom skeleton-like figure that eerily represents Sir Henry starts kind of popping up and literally haunting and scaring the guests. Eventually, we see a few guests are going missing. You know, what's going on here? What's really going on here? Is Sir Henry back from the dead, so to speak? Like,
Zach's birthday is only 2 days away from Halloween. And so he started, like many of us did, as a home haunter. Eventually, though, he took the leap to go pro.
And over the years, you know, growing out of trick-or-treating, it grew to, okay, I'm going to build up these displays in my parents' house. So with me and my cousin, who's like my right-hand man, we started building more and more elaborate sets until, you know, got to the point a couple of years ago where we're like, okay, you know, this is pretty big. You know, we've got hundreds of trick-or-treaters coming here just on Halloween night alone. You know, this would be pretty cool to turn into, you know, an actual business. And going through college, that was kind of my background in business and advertising. So like, okay, I'm going to fuse my education with my passion and creativity for haunt and Halloween. And so that's kind of what me and my dad did. We started as our Henry's Haunted Trail last year, and that was our first year. And I just love creating. Like, if I'm not creating something, I'm like dissolved. Last year was being our first year. I didn't really know what to expect, so we just kind of put this product, if you will, out there, saying, okay, if they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. You know, and then, you know, if they come, I don't know how they're going to react. But we were able to break even last year, which is great from first year because you really don't hear that often. Besides, you know, the financial aspect, the people love what they saw. People enjoyed coming out here and just being in the woods and being in that natural setting and having the scare, but also having kind of the laugh at the same time. You have to have that kind of balance. I mean, that's important to have the kind of, okay, yeah, it's scary, but it's funny scary at the same time. That's what makes it enjoyable for people. They don't want to be miserable and scared the whole time, at least for me. That's the kind of brand of entertainment I want to bring.
In 2015, Zach predicted that social media would be a big deal. And boy, was that an understatement. But even then, Zach was obsessed with the guest experience and with pushing himself.
Don't get too caught up in the business side of things. And don't get too caught up in the haunt side of things. There has to be a healthy balance. And it goes both ways. You know, if you put too much emphasis on business aspects, then you're not going to have the detail that people are expecting in the haunt. And, you know, that's going to suffer too. So there has to be a balance. I think the rise and kind of where we're at right now with social media plays such a big part to the business. It's everything. Just because, you know, you have it and, okay, we do the haunt in October once a year doesn't mean you only post once a year. I like to engage customers throughout the year so that's always in their mind, that they're always thinking about Sir Henry, something, you know, to remind them that you're still there. The biggest thing I have learned, the management of the actors and how essential they are for the haunt, and because they are the heart, they are the blood of your haunt, and they really make it work each and every night. I was proud of what we did in 2015, and I just want to take that and build off of it even more. You're never going to please everybody. That's not my goal, but I want high level of customer satisfaction. That would be my goal for 2015.
Okay, well, now that you have the context, let's go back to the present.
Gosh, I can't believe it's been 5 years. I mean, it is like, it's similar, of course. Like, I've been here, you know, right. But also there's just a lot of depth that has changed. That I can tell that the trails have been, like, expanded, and they've been, you know, there's a lot more scenic elements. You're walking through a lot more set, you know, for being a trail, you're walking through a lot of set, yeah. And the facade work is gorgeous, you know, with the lighted signs and the backlit stuff. I mean, there's just a lot. There is a lot happening here.
There is. And that's one of the new things we added to in the past couple of years is the lighted signs for each trail entrance, which is pretty cool. And I think sets the tone right from the beginning for each trail and kind of creates a mood. So that's one other cool thing we've done.
So talk to me a little about, like, lessons learned.
I guess the biggest lesson is keep pushing to be better each and every year. You know, never be satisfied with what we did 1 year, you know. And I think I've taken that to heart and say, okay, we did some great stuff this year, but it could also always be better. How can we be better next year? You know, what feedback can we take from the guests to improve upon the experience, whether that's adding attractions, exploring different ticket type of options, you know, more types of certain characters out here in the common area and interacting, you know, to even theming. You know, part of what we do at the end of the season, we do an exit survey, and we do take a lot of that feedback to see how we can improve the event. So I think that thirst and hunger for never being satisfied is probably the biggest lesson learned.
What hasn't worked so well these past few years?
You know, as we grow, so does the attendance in the event. We pride ourselves, always have, on offering that, you know, pulsing the line, intimate group experience to the trails. Well, when we get more busy, it's very hard to do that. So that has been definitely a challenge year in and year out, especially with offering different types of ticket options to make sure that we still never get away from that, because I think that's something that sets us apart from a lot of other attractions, but still being able to offer as many guests as we possibly can our experience.
And so looking forward to 2021, do you have?
So 2020, you know, kind of took us by surprise with COVID and all
big
that
wah,
stuff.
Big wah-wah.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite what we were expecting. A lot of changes just with everything and how events are run. But we were still able to pull off, I think, a great production. And I'm very proud of our team for what we did this year. 2021, though, it's you know, it's going to be pedal to the metal. I've got some ambitious goals. Normally we wait and start until like March and April to start doing stuff, but I've got my team ready to go the week after we close. We're going to start working on stuff. You're going to see a lot of new things, and it's going to be pretty epic. I don't think I've ever been so excited for an upcoming season as what we got planned for 2021.
Like build out and extra stuff is what you mean, you know, building.
A lot of build out, a lot of facade updating, a lot of set changing, retheming a lot of things, moving some things around logistically in our common area. We're going to be relocating laser tag, adding a new little kind of midway area, food court area and that. So that's just a little taste of what's to come.
Do you think that you're going to keep any of the measures you put in place this year?
So it'll definitely be interesting to see how the industry responds, you know, God willing, this pandemic continues to get better and eventually goes away. I definitely like some of the things we had to start doing. Honestly, it's made a lot of our internal functions with our volunteers and staff a lot easier, surprisingly. So a lot of these processes and procedures, I think we're going to keep them. And I think it's better for everybody's safety and health, regardless if there's a pandemic going on. So definitely going to keep that. You know, we introduced time ticketing this year. We introduced limited capacity, you know, hopefully we'll be able to bring that back to normal. But the time ticketing thing has, all the tickets had to be purchased online this year as well as part of our COVID policy. But that's really been the most surprising thing of how well that's worked. We've been able to gauge our attendance, kind of prepare for the nights as they come. And it's allowed our staff to be able to put more resources in other areas to keep our guests and staff safe this year. So, you know, I would like to go back to being normal and kind of compacting the event, so long as we can do it safely and, you know, everything's, you know, goes back to that safety. Just to kind of clean up the common area so that it doesn't feel like, you know, it's packed.
So I want to hear one of your favorite stories. Doesn't have to be this year because 2020 was kind of poopy.
Yeah.
But
we had very humble beginnings with a very small staff, one trail, very skeleton production and crew, and to grow into what we are today has been awesome. So it's always great to see the people who have been here from the beginning to support us as we've grown each and every year. That's awesome. But then it's also, a lot of it's been pretty positive this year to our advantage, I guess, with certain events not being open. It's allowed other people to go outside their comfort zone and explore other events that they might not necessarily would. And we've had a lot of first timers come out here this season, and they have responded so well to us. They've been totally impressed by the event, and they give a lot of high praise. So that high praise and just like, wow, this is something else, is always definitely makes everything we do, all the blood, sweat, and tears, worthwhile at the end of the day. So it's hard to beat that.
Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with editing by David Swope. The episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. Thank you to Zach for staying up to chat late after closing one night. And please, 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 if you like this episode, give us a review and share the episode with a friend. I'll be back in your feeds again on Tuesday. Stay scary.
This is a haunted attraction. Now.